This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When Jesus Christ began his public ministry, he took the scroll of Isaiah and stood up in the synagogue and read from Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. Luke 4:20 then says, "He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, 'Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" It's clear Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to both preach good news to the poor and to demonstrate this message by caring for the brokenhearted, freeing the captives, releasing prisoners, and proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. He stopped reading in the middle of verse 2, which goes on to say that his proclamation was twofold: the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. In the midst of experiencing the bitter consequences of our sins, God wants us to know he is in the business of wanting to do a new thing in our lives if we come to him and trust in him. He wants to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. He knows what we are experiencing, and he knows what to provide that will bring us comfort and hope, beauty for ashes, gladness in the place of mourning, and praise instead of a spirit of despair. No matter how desperate your situation might be, trust in God to comfort and mature you through it. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.